So I'm Lyndall, and I'll be talking about this final Brahma Vihara today of equanimity. And I think this Brahma Vihara of equanimity is a really great place to be at the end of the day, because in a lot of ways, equanimity is the Brahma Vihara that kind of ties everything together. One that maybe the most of all of them brings together wisdom and the heart practices. And I think from all of the talks and all the practices we've been doing today, there's been a sense of equanimity running through everything. So I really have appreciated that. I think the stage has been set really nicely for this final talk. So to start out with, I'd like to say a little bit about this quality of equanimity and what it is and what it isn't, because it sometimes can be kind of confusing. I think that Lauren and Steve and Suze have given you a flavor of it, but still it's worth talking about and making sure it's clear. Sometimes equanimity is described as non-reactivity in the mind, and that certainly is a quality that it has, but this can sound, you know, very cold and very distant and unfeeling maybe. So you might hear that and think, oh, you know, this is way back there, not involved at all. But true equanimity is far from that. It's also sometimes spoken of as acceptance or non-judgment. And again, it certainly has those qualities. But at the same time, it's not this kind of sense of sort of a complacency that says, well, whatever is happening, that's just fine. I'm happy with it. No problem, no matter what it is. Or this sort of passivity, you know, a kind of a resignation that says, well, that's what's happening. There's nothing I can do it. This feeling of I got to put up with it no matter what. It's not any of either of those kind of qualities of complacency or passivity and resignation. So to get a clearer idea of what it is, here are some nice definitions that I've found as I've been looking around and reading things about equanimity. And I think this will make it clearer to you. So here are some of these. Equanimity is the ability to see without being caught by what we see. And I think that's a really nice one. It captures it well. Equanimity is the ability to see with patience. Equanimity is the ability to see with understanding. Equanimity is the ability to remain centered in whatever is happening. And then the really lovely definition that Suze offered to us in the last session, that equanimity is the love that allows. So these qualities of seeing clearly, but not being caught up, of allowing, but having understanding and having patience, all of those are qualities of equanimity. And it can also be helpful to look at these near and far enemies, too, to get a better idea of what equanimity is and what it isn't. Now, the far enemy of equanimity is reactivity, that state of mind where we're grasping whatever is pleasant, we're pushing away whatever is unpleasant, we're refusing to acknowledge what's happening, and we're just generally upset about the way things are. And I think this is a state of mind that we all know well, and a state of mind that we all know that, you know, when we're caught in that, there's not a lot of wisdom going on, and there's not a lot of wise action going on. We're kind of a mess. So that is definitely, you know, equanimity is the opposite of that caught up state. Now, the near enemy is indifference, where we really don't care and we're not engaged in what is happening. And this, I think, is more where we can get confused. But the non-reactivity of equanimity isn't indifference. it's not that we don't care, because that caring quality very much is there. It's more that we care, but we have the stability of mind to continue to see clearly and not be overwhelmed by any emotions that might come up, you know, in relation to whatever is happening. So there's this deep stability. So even in the midst of, you know, a hurricane of emotion and feeling and all kinds of stuff, there's a steadiness there. So we're still able to see clearly. It sounds like a tall order, and I think true equanimity is a tall order. And it's also important to recognize that having equanimity doesn't mean that we have a lack of discernment, or, you know, there's still a knowing of this is wholesome and this is not. This is helpful and this is not. So it's not that everything's okay no matter what. It's more that we recognize that right now this is how it is, and this is how it's, this is what's going on. So it's more like recognizing, okay, this is already happening. This is already happening. This is the situation we're in. And, you know, equanimity doesn't mean that we never act to do anything about harmful things going on. But it's more we have the steadiness of mind to see clearly and to avoid exhausting ourselves in our anger or in our despair because we feel that these things shouldn't be happening, that are happening whether we like it or not. It's more to know what's going on from a place of understanding, and then we can see what we can do. You know, we can take action from wisdom rather than from a place of this reactivity and just kind of acting out of our hate or anger or despair or whatever it is. So it doesn't mean no action ever. It means seeing clearly so we can take wise action. Equanimity is sometimes called the queen of the Brahma Viharas, because if we don't have equanimity, we can't really cultivate the others in the pure and unbounded way. And I think all of the instruction up till now today has really, you know, given us that kind of sense. And Lauren and Steve and Suze have all addressed this in their talks somewhat, but I'm going to go ahead and give a little bit of discussion about this because I think it's important to remember we really need equanimity in developing these Brahma Viharas. If we don't have equanimity when we do metta, we can get so caught up in the good things that we want for ourselves or for our loved ones that we forget that the practice is really more about cultivating love in our own heart and just be looking towards the outcome. And we can bring compassion to our own or others' suffering, but if we don't have some balance of equanimity, we can just get really overwhelmed in the pain and, you know, at a state where we're not really able to do anything. And we really need that accepting quality and wisdom to avoid getting worried and caught up in all of those worries, some of what Suze was talking about whether someone really deserves happiness or love or compassion or whatever. You know, if we have enough equanimity to realize that all beings have joys and sorrows, all beings have wholesome and unwholesome qualities, we're all connected, we have more of a sense of not needing to feel like, does this person deserve it or not? Everyone deserves it, no matter who. And also, you know, we can celebrate what's beautiful and joyful in our lives and in other people's lives, but we need to have the wisdom of equanimity to realize that pleasure comes and goes and it doesn't always last, so we don't get so attached to it or trying to make it stay for people we care for. And also we need to have the balance, as Suze talked a lot about when she was talking about sympathetic joy, to avoid falling into envy. You know, if we have a sense of our own joys, if we have a sense of nobody has a perfect life and everybody has their difficulties and their joys, it's easier to not get caught up in that sort of feeling of envy. It's easier to feel like, you know, we have enough and we don't have to be envious. And I think probably most of all, we really need equanimity to be with our own ups and downs and difficulties in doing these practices, you know, because it's not very easy. It's not easy to care for ourselves often. It's not always easy even to care for the people that are closest to us, because they can be pretty darn frustrating too, or we can be so worried about them that there's no freedom in that caring. We need to really have that equanimity to let things be when it's too hard to do, and do what we can and let that be enough, to accept that maybe right now we can't open our hearts to this difficult person or this painful situation. Maybe later we'll be able to, but right now we are just where we are. And so equanimity helps us to accept that without a lot of self-judgment or self-dislike, and just be able to just be where we are and let things go from that place and let that be enough. We do the best we can and that's enough. Now, we cultivate equanimity every time we do our Vipassana practice, in just being with whatever is unfolding in the present moment. And I think that might be one of the places where we really get a sense of equanimity, of what it feels like, when we can feel that non-reactive, non-judgmental awareness is just seeing and understanding what's going on. And, you know, seeing it with a sense of openness and kindness, interest. Those are the qualities of equanimity. So that's a really great way to cultivate this wonderful Brahma-Vihara. But we can also use the equanimity phrases too and cultivate this Brahma-Vihara in that way. And these phrases, they can help to remind us of what we're learning in our insight practice. You know, the ability to just be with what is arising, our understanding that, you know, things change, that sometimes it's pleasant and sometimes it's unpleasant and that sometimes it's in between, and we can't really control that so much. You know, we need to accept that that's how it is. The things that we learn, that everything arises according to causes and conditions, much is out of our control, that we can be with things just as they are. Right now, and open to things just as we are. And when we get into that mind state of denying what is already happening and fighting with what is already happening, that only brings more suffering and can get us so caught up in that suffering of resistance that we don't have the energy and the clarity to actually make the situation better. So these phrases can help us to really understand that. And I think that we don't really, we talk about equanimity a lot in relation to our Vipassana practice and a quality of mind that we develop with insight practice, but it's not really discussed quite as much in terms of a Brahma-Vihara practice. Except maybe when we go on retreat, we might have a bit of it at the end. But my own experience is that actually this is one of the practices that I find myself using the most in a really informal way, just going through the course of the day. It can be really helpful when things are difficult or I feel frustrated angry or upset or out of control, to be able to just pause and remind myself, you know, okay, this is the way it is right now. This is the way it is right now. All of this mess, the situation, my feelings, all of it, to just say, okay, this is the way it is. To just pause, to take a deep breath, to let it be. And let a little bit of calm and clarity come in. And then decide what action to take. And so it can really, really help in that way, I've found. So these are some thoughts about equanimity. What it is, what it's like, how it works, how you can cultivate it.